flying an ultralight. This is Dr. Herbert L. Bartley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capo, California, with a thought for today, flying an ultralight. I went up to visit my son in San Luis Obispo, Santa Margarita in Central California, and he took us up in his ultralight airplane. He has several of them. In fact, he manufactures them, has quite a good time in manufacturing them. It has been his good pleasure to do this for many years now, and he designs and builds these ultralight aircraft and sells them all over the world, and just has a great time with them. One of the greatest times is in flying them, of course. And each time I go up there, he gives me the privilege of flying his plane. And we go up in his plane, and in an instant, we're off the ground. In an instant, we're off wild blue yonder, just having a great old time. And the plane is so sensitive and so easy to fly that just a slight touch to the stick and the plane maneuvers exactly how you want it to do it. It has such an ease and simplicity to it. And every time Mark makes another adjustment to the plane's capability of flying, he makes it easier to fly. And everyone who gets into his ultralight airplane feels that, hey, this is easier to fly than a Cessna. This is easier to fly than any of the other private planes that we have. It's an exciting adventure. It's an exciting adventure. Believe it or not, you don't even have to have a license to fly it. How strange that is, really. That's the way the law is. And Mark takes his people into his plane and shows them all the magic of the plane. And as he shows them this magic, they fall in love with it instantly. It doesn't matter whether they are veteran pilots or whether they're newcomers. They fall in love with the plane and its flight characteristics because it is just really a delight to fly. Now, what makes it a delight to fly? Well, it has the instrumentation in it. It has a radio in it. It has lights on it, which are all required by aircraft flying in the skies today. It has all of the required important things. The only thing it doesn't have is instrument flight. And yet it probably could do instrument flight quite well with just what it has. But it doesn't have the specifics. It is designed to be a VFR flight, a visual flight reference, where you fly in the sky and you can look down and see the ground, you can see the clouds, you can see everything, and you fly relative to what you can see. That's visual flight reference. And these ultralights are designed to just have fun in. You could go places if you wanted to. He has flown them from California to Florida, and he's flown them to Wisconsin, he's flown them to Delaware, he's flown them to Oregon, he's flown them all over the country, and they fly very beautifully and very simply and very wonderfully. In fact, oftentimes he takes a caravan of some of his associates who fly with him to these various fly-ins to show off the plane and tell people just how wonderful it is. And truly, it is wonderful. But again, the wonderful thing about the plane is that it's so simple to fly. Every plane is really simple to fly, but we are taught all of the details and all of the technicalities and all of the difficulties and all the things we have to know until our brain gets boggled and we think, oh, this is just too complex. This is too complex. However, if we were to think of the same thing of driving a car, we might say the same thing. Because in driving a car, you have many things to be concerned about, just like in flying an airplane. Now, flying an airplane is to move it from point to point to go and do the things you want to do. Now that's flying an airplane. Now landing and taking off an airplane take a little more skill, a little more care, a little more awareness, but those two are quickly learned. Just like driving a car, when you come into your parking space, it takes a little more care to park it properly, unless you park it on the wide open spaces, and that's true of an airplane too. You land an airplane on the wide open spaces and it'll virtually land itself. And when you take off, if you just pull back a little bit on the stick, up she goes, just like an angel, wanting to fly and wanting to have fun in the sky. That's what it's all about. Everyone should have an opportunity to fly an ultralight airplane at some point in their life. Because to fly an ultralight airplane gives you the feeling that it is so simple, it is so easy, it is so wonderful, so perfect, that it's just very easy to do. And truly, it is just that. My son Mark has flown and designed these ultralights since back in the 70s, and he's been doing a rather remarkable job of it. He's been interested in airplanes and designing airplanes and caring about airplanes from the 60s, and he spent his entire life living and designing and caring about airplanes. To him, to come up with the magic of new ideas and new concepts is the most wonderful thing in the world. He just lets his mind flow and lets his thoughts reveal all the magic that he can. Now, ultralight airplanes are supposed to be light, and yet many of the engines that go into them are quite heavy. And it's just heavy because they're built heavy. And Mark has designed the Radcam engine, which is about 18 inches by 4 inches deep and circular. And it has a very unique cam direction for its cams within the engine, so that the engine is virtually pollution-free, because they have the firing so complete at the point of exhaust that there's just no exhaust. Now, he's designed this over the years and proven it can work, and he's very interested in manufacturing it and getting it out. He's got it patented, it's all set in that way, but he has so many things that are driving for his attention. And though he has spent hours on creating the Radcam and developing it and designing it into its perfect form, he's always adding little improvements to it as new information comes along on aerospace design. And now he's got another one. Another one, which is a beautiful little thing. He's taken one of his smallest planes, and he has just a short wingspan on it, and the plane is not supposed to take off with the little electric engine that he put on it. He put on a little electric engine, which is adequate and perfectly powerful, but it needs a lot of batteries to allow him to fly. For 11 minutes, he has some 20 batteries in there, but to allow him to fly for an hour, he needs to have 80 batteries. And the batteries do not improve or disprove the flight ability of the plane, they merely are part of the tools that are used on them. The little motor itself that runs on these batteries is so perfect and so highly tuned, and he has it so well designed that after the 11 minute flight with the few batteries, the batteries were just slightly warm. They were not even hot. When you drive your golf cart, as we do, you have your battery operated golf cart, and when you pull up and you do any strenuous work with it, the batteries immediately overheat, and if you're not careful, you'll burn them all up. We've done that once or twice. But these things happen. Knowing aircraft, knowing flight capabilities, knowing his Radcam and his other engines that he uses for his ultralight airplanes, and now with his new electric battery, how fantastic battery with the new electric engine, how fantastic that is. The new electric motor is such a simple, beautiful thing. It takes that big old propeller and spins it around as easy as you could imagine. Freely, wonderfully. No gasoline, no nothing. Just land, plug it in for about 3 hours, and you're charged up, ready to go again. That's what we're working with our electric cars, with our cars that are able to sometimes use gas and electricity. Mark has come up with the most simple possibility that you can have for an ultralight airplane. And as he comes up with these things, he comes up with beautiful concepts that everybody delights in. It's not only that it's efficient and practical, but it's beautiful design. A beautiful, good-looking airplane that brings a great deal of attention to his plane and to everyone who flies it and falls in love with it. And everyone who flies it and falls in love with it, immediately they say, I've got to have one of these. And he sells them. That's what he's in the business for. But the joy I have in flying in these airplanes is the simplicity that they are to fly. You just gently touch the stick and you're up. You just gently touch the stick and you're down. You gently touch the stick and you turn right and left and up and down and hither and yon through the sky. And it gives you the feeling of simplicity, the feeling of magic, the feeling of complete confidence in the vehicle you're flying. And even though he had some extremely heavy crosswinds at the time we were flying with him, he handled it just like a bird, just sort of scheduled into the ground with no problem at all, because he is an extremely capable ultralight pilot as well as pilot. We used to fly our Taylor craft out of Meadow Lark Airport in Huntington Beach, and we had houses all around us, and we had to slip it in to fit into the airport. So we'd come in on the end of the runway and have enough room to roll out. And when we went to Chino, and we had a military runway that we were using, we had the whole runway to fly in on. But we were so used to slipping it in that we'd slip it in on the end of the runway, and within a few feet we'd come to a halt. And of course that was where our tie down was, so that was a perfectly good place to do it. Flying is a wonderful experience for anyone. If you have an opportunity to go for a flight, and you have an opportunity to see how easy it is to fly, and the pilot offers you the opportunity to have the controls, just take them. There's no big deal. You won't hurt anything, because the pilot will be able to immediately right anything that you might do wrong. And so just flow with it and go with it and realize how wonderful it is flying in an ultralight. What a joyous experience. And especially one that my son has created and designed and built. Thank you, Mark. And now you all have a wonderful day and dream of flying ultralights as I do. I love you. I love you. I love you.